Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. We have a mostly cloudy sky, some sprinkles to the south of Wichita. Otherwise, 76 degrees in the city. The high today will climb to around 100 degrees. One person is dead and four others injured after a shooting Friday night in South Wichita. It happened just before 6 p.m. in the 4800 block of South Gordon near 47th and Meridian. When officers arrived on the scene, they found one man dead and three other victims injured. During the investigation, officers were flagged down by yet another man, also suffering from gunshot wounds, near 47th and Seneca. Wichita police say a person of interest in the shooting is among the wounded and that everyone involved appears to know each other. The names of the victims have not been released. President Biden is trying to shore up support from members of the Democratic Party for his re-election bid now that a total of 19 congressional Democrats have called for him to drop out of the race. Fox's Madeline Rivera has the details.
The president huddled with the Congressional Black Caucus on Monday. On Friday, he had a virtual meeting with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. During that call, Congressman Mike Levin reportedly directly told the president to drop his reelection bid. The president responded by saying he understood the concerns about his age, but said he's still in good charge. After that call, Levin became the 19th Democrat to call the president to leave the race. Levin saying in a statement, I have deep respect for President Biden's five-plus decades of public service and incredible appreciation for the work we've done together these last 3.5 years, but I believe the time has come for President Biden to pass the torch.
President Biden remained adamant that he will stay in the race, defiantly speaking at a rally in Detroit on Friday. In sports, the Kansas City Royals took down the Boston Red Sox Friday night, 6-1 on the road. And a check of your Saturday forecast, just a few sprinkles off to our south continuing to move away from us. Our skies will gradually turn sunny and a hot afternoon all the way with highs near 100 degrees. South winds will be breezy, up around 25 and 30 miles per hour, a heat advisory in effect. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 70s. Sunny and hot yet again for Sunday, highs just over the 100-degree mark. Right now, a south wind at 14, mostly cloudy and 76. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.